Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Report on UFOs and all of these hypersonic crafts that are doing 14, 15, 20 G turns and flying at 5,000 miles an hour. Government finds no evidence of alien spacecraft, but doesn't rule it out and says they don't know what it is. I told you that was what was coming next. UFOs must be seriously investigated, and Pentagon's report is just the first step. Says Senator Marco Rubio. We're going to be talking about that today in the third hour, and we have a special guest joining us then as well. Chris Sky pops in with a report in the second hour for a segment or two with an update on the ongoing lockdowns in Canada that are so important because it's a beta test for the rest of the world in the UN's own words. So that's a war game going on up there with those poor tens of millions of people being captives. So that's coming up. There has been a flotilla of mainstream corporate articles saying don't have children, humans are evil, get rid of all the humans. So they've gotten very public about their depopulation plan. The mask has slid almost completely off, and it is truly disgusting. We're going to be laying all of that out today and how it integrates and dovetails in with the big story. The Fauci project manager who publicly ran the entire Wuhan operation with gain of function has confessed to creating gain of function coronavirus, COVID family viruses, undoubtedly COVID-19. The only question is now, do they release it on purpose? And of course they did. Does that mean that the doctors that developed these systems did it? No. The question is, who released it? It was definitely done on purpose. You can see all the pre-programming. But we'll be laying that out at the start of the next segment because it's all coming out. The house of cards is coming down faster than a locomotive running off the side of a cliff, falling faster than a lead weight off the Empire State Building. And you better know that they're trying to trigger a race war, cyber attack, economics crises, and more to divert us from this information coming out. And China has issued more threats of nuclear war if the State Department and others start pointing to the fact that there's a weaponized virus out of Wuhan. I've cracked the code on exactly what happened from all the evidence. And this is a very, very sophisticated plan to bring in world government, to bring in medical tyranny, to bring in a cashless society based on the medical ID and an implantable chip. We know the plan from the Davos group and others and all the pre-programming we see, but the larger political football, now that it's known that it was released, undoubtedly on purpose, we have to go into the wheels within wheels, plans within plans, and understand exactly who stands to gain, qui bono, from the old Latin, from the Roman, to get our answers. And yet again, it's the same culprits time and time again. So we have quite the broadcast lined up for you today. And as promised, the callers, five or six that were left on the line yesterday, you're going to be called back if you answer here in about 15 minutes. We're going to put you on air first at the bottom of the hour, and I'm also going to open the phones up for everybody else interspersed with the guests we have today. And then I'm returning tomorrow, 6 p.m. it will air. I'm going to tape at least a 2, maybe 3 hour long commercial-free emergency report on two big issues I'll tell you about coming up at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. That will begin streaming on all of our streams to satellite radio and TV stations, and we'll post the file to band.video. But you can't share videos from band.video on Twitter or Facebook. You'll need to share it from Free World News. attackdelta.tv. That is the Attack Delta launch operation. Free world. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Memorial Day 2021 has come and gone, but the fight against the globalists continues, and the huge mega sale, the biggest of the year, is now ongoing until this Sunday. So you've got, as of time I'm taping this report, about 4 days to get your orders in. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, you get 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Those are the biggest deals of the year, all ongoing right now together. That's the trifecta, DNA Force Plus, so incredible for your DNA, for your mitochondria, for your telomeres, for your cells. Back in stock, sold out for almost 7 months, 40% off. Hollenbach for your allergies, seasonal discomfort. Back in stock, sold out for months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Health and Well, Vaso Beats, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it, 40 to 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Friday, June 4th. The year is 2021. We are in the future. And it is exciting, horrifying, exhilarating. The moment of truth is now upon us. The great question, will we grow with the incredible science and technology that God gave us through our minds and be judicious about it? Or will we try to play God and destroy ourselves the way the Atlanteans did, but on a wider, much grander scale? Thank you for joining me here today. When I said the wheels have come off the whole COVID-19 globalist takeover, Great Reset, that's really putting it lightly. The engine has blown up now, and their entire attempted takeover is on fire. That doesn't mean they won't succeed, because their plan is to bring things down in that process. You know, Hitler could have won World War II if he didn't try to kill the populations he just captured, but he spent about half his energy making sure he wiped out certain groups, because that was his real goal, was the carnage, was the death. It wasn't even the supposed thousand-year Reich that he was promising. So if we project onto the New World Order the fact that they want stability in the future, don't confuse that with them. They actually want the death and destruction and the collapse. That's actually what they're looking for. They're beyond nihilistic. So let's go ahead and lay it out. Dr. Peter Daszak was the project manager for Fauci with at least 6 of the 11 gain-of-function programs. Fauci and Gates were funding the other 5, or at least 11, that dealt with gain-of-function and coronaviruses and chimeras. He talked about it in December of 2019, right as they knew the lab had already been shut down and it had already infected people there. And we know that from the cell phone records. No one was there for a week. And we know that one of the wives, one of the people that worked there died, and a lot more. And that leans towards the released on accident, but that's obviously a cover story in case it did indeed come out that they'd released it. Because to release a bioweapon like this can cause World War III. They didn't want that. They wanted to bring in UN power, world government, have a worldwide drill for future bioattacks was the cover for most of the people high level brought into why they were doing it. But if you looked at Redfield and if you looked at Dr. Francis Collins, Fauci's boss, they've all had the body language of being extremely scared the last 16 months. And I would be if I was them, because they weren't directly running it like Fauci and Gates, but they were aware of it. And now you see them hedging their bets, making the rounds, going, oh, it was gain of function. It was wrong. And I didn't know about it. And we didn't know what the Chinese were doing. We have the specific grants from the NIH, from the CDC. There's 11 of them that deal with coronaviruses. Six specifically with Dr. Daszak, where he admits on video, and other scientists admit, that they merged five viruses together to then develop a vaccine. But you've got to make the new bioweapon, and then you make the, quote, cure for it. And so all this information is coming out, and they all know damn well what they've done. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Now, there's a video report that I shot and I put out a little less than a month ago on May 11th. It's got 1.34 million views, 1,300,000 views. These have 50 million views. And so this is the next piece of news that's about to break. This will all break by Monday. Just like I told you a month ago, they're going to bring Fauci down, and they're going to bring others down, but not, and they're going to bring Gates down partially. But I said they are not going to bring down Obama, who actually ran the project. Now, how do you think I knew that? I have insiders inside the Washington Post, and I was told about Josh Rogan and his leash he's on, and how he was going to be allowed to bring this out. And I specifically came on air and I said, Josh Rogan will be the first domino so the mainstream media can claim they broke all this. They'll probably get a Pulitzer Prize. Because I was talking to people that said, okay, you're right, Jones. They can't contain it. There's too many whistleblowers. The deep state is going down. At least the group allied with Communist China and Klaus Schwab. And so it's happening. So this is a real internal war inside the globalist imperium. So you might want to go watch that report, Smoking Gun Video, Fauci Project Manager Confesses to Creating COVID-19. In fact, I'll make it the featured video again right now at band.video. We'll also take the live show feed today, and we'll put it under my live feed on the front page of InfoWars.com. That report, so you can share it. We'll put the caption up there, because if you get excited, we probably have 2 million people tuning in right now conservatively. Most talk shows exaggerate the number. We've got about 2 million right now. Probably 6 million tuned into every show. It's not a nice big live audience. Over 200 affiliates, radio, TV, 300 plus to count that. And if all of you just share this, it'll get 20 million views. It's game over. So, I mean, you want to hurt the globalists? You want to stop their takeover? You want to save a lot of lives? Or just don't? Mega bombshell. Fauci project leader confesses to creating gain-of-function COVID viruses. So I gave today's show headline a similar headline to what we put out 3.5 weeks ago. Let's scroll down, and you can see the live feed of the show right there. We're going to add under that this video report as well, so it's very easy to find. When we come back, I'm going to play part of that report. Then we're going to go to your phone calls and go over all the latest news. And I'm particularly prepared today, so I've got a lot of big news we're going to be breaking. But again, this information is not known yet. When you see this report, it's 20 minutes long. I was going to hear a few minutes of it coming up. You'll notice that half of what I said a month ago is now broke. The rest will break by Monday. Because why is Peter Daszak important? Well, he's not just bragging and other project managers bragging how they created this. They do that to cover their ass. You think, oh, they're really dumb. No, they want to. They knew it was out. They knew it was going to come out. So he went out and gave an interview that just sat there and waited until this year, almost a year later, to be released. Where he's like, oh, yeah, we're doing it all under Fauci's orders. No big deal. So that if a jury ever sees this, they'll be like, oh, well, there he was talking about it in plain view. Kind of like Biden, like, yeah, I said fire the prosecutor. I wouldn't give him $1 million. And son of a bitch, they fired him. And that was criminal, what he did, and he admitted to it. But see, a con artist hides it in plain view. So that's coming up. And the fact that he wrote in the Lancet report and said, cover up that I wrote the Lancet report and work with big tech to censor anybody pointing out that we released this. So we also have him covering up the crime as well. Okay, so we're going to get to all of that coming up separately. See right over here, if you're a TV viewer, you have today Saturday and Sunday, and then it must end by Monday morning, because a lot of these products are close to selling out. Shorewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40 to 50% off on everything from our double magnesium ion fizzy drink that is so essential and so good for your body. It's incredible what it does for me, for energy and happiness. I was in a really bad mood yesterday. Had a fizzy drink. 30 minutes later, felt happy as a pig in slop. DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost 7 months, back in stock. It lets your telomeres last longer, cleans out your cells like nothing else. Treat yourself to this, especially if you're above 40, but it's great for young people as well. It is the Rolls-Royce product for your body and your longevity and health. 40% off. Alpha Power, Vaso Beats, Renewal Vitality, Pollen Block, Prostaguard X2. Oh, if you've never used X2, 50% off, free shipping, cannot beat that deal. X2 is next level. This will make your life so much more vibrant, so much better. And the products are all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Up to 50% off on our best-selling products. And I'm telling you, come Monday, they're going to be back to, 10% off, not 40, 50% off. Because we're running out of these great products. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Found it, the tip of the spear. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we, together, the listeners, the viewers, the activists, the radio stations, the affiliates, the sponsors, are together the tip of the spear. Stay in attack formation. Okay, I'm going to give the number out for first-time callers, but we're first going to call back the six or seven callers that were still on hold yesterday that I didn't get to. I promise one way or another to get to you, so if you answer, we'll get you on the air. Front of the line, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, first-time callers. Today, I want to give everybody a chance who's never been able to get through on all the big news. Any topic you want to discuss, as my good friend Ted Nugent says, it's a free-for-all, 877-789-2539. Okay. Again, what's old's new and what has not been recognized yet is breaking. Here is a report from back in May, back on May 11th, which is the smoking gun. And we were working on this for 3 or 4 days at the time. And Tucker Carlson broke a lot of it that night. That was great. But then he didn't get to the real key, I think, and it hadn't come out yet either on national news. But that is that Peter Daszak and others admitted in papers, emails, and on video that they were creating gain of function with coronaviruses and even giving them numbers like COVID-19. And all this is coming out. I mean, my God, Fauci's in email saying, my gain of function research, I think it's worth the risk. They told Congress, I know nothing. Like Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes, I know nothing, nothing. It's just outrageous. I mean, Roger Stone was sentenced to how many years in prison? Had to get pardoned? For parsing words in a Senate committee hearing versus what he said on a radio show? That I'm in contact with WikiLeaks. Yeah, somebody that knows Assange. So is everybody else. I could send an email to somebody that's, I mean, I have Cassandra Fairbanks on. She talks to Julian Assange every once in a while. Nobody gets to talk to him. And you know, she's a major contact. I talked to WikiLeaks. Said, like, have you talked to Julian Assange? No. Well, you said you talked to WikiLeaks. You're going to jail. Meanwhile, he's up there going, I know nothing, when he's the granddaddy of it. It's like asking Elvis Presley, what do you know about rock and roll? He goes, I never heard of that. Well, you're Elvis Presley. You ever heard of Chuck Berry? I never heard of Chuck Berry. He's just a grandfather of rock and roll. I mean, just think about how dumb they think we are. So, listen to Chuck Berry. Think, oh, let's play some Johnny B. Goode when we come back, guys. Not the Judas Priest version. That's good, too. We need to hear the real thing. Need a little bit of that real soul. Anyways, back to this report that I hope you share, because we need all this out now, not them whitewashing with these stupid Fauci emails. The real smoking gun is that he funded it all and lied to Congress, and then they released it on purpose. Did Daszak release it on purpose? I don't know, but it was released on purpose. And I'll tell you why when we come back, but here's part of that report.
Peter Daszak, the British director of six projects at the Wuhan lab, directly funded by Obama and Dr. Anthony Fauci, has confessed on video to weaponizing five viruses in China and combining them into COVID-19. We're about to lay it out right now.
For 5 years, from 2014 to 2019, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which Tony Fauci runs and has for decades, pumped money to a group called the EcoHealth Alliance. The EcoHealth Alliance is run by a man whose name you may recognize, Dr. Peter Daszak. Daszak contracted with Dr. Xi to conduct gain-of-function experiments at the Wuhan lab. Daszak bragged about how easy it is to manipulate coronaviruses in lab experiments.
You can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus.
The gain-of-function research that Peter Daszak was bragging about in the video we just showed you had, in fact, been banned explicitly by the U.S. government. There was a federal moratorium on the funding of exactly the kind of gain-of-function experiments that went on in the Wuhan lab, to disastrous effects. So why didn't the U.S. government halt its funding of the lab in Wuhan? Who signed off on this? Tony Fauci, possibly along with Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, invoked that special exemption in order to keep funding the Wuhan lab and the deadly experiments that were going on there. The experiments that clearly went so wrong. This wouldn't have happened if Tony Fauci didn't allow it to happen. That is clear. It's an amazing story. It is a shocking story. In a functional country, there would be a criminal investigation currently underway into Tony Fauci's role in the COVID pandemic that has killed millions and halted our country and changed it forever. So why isn't there a criminal investigation into Tony Fauci's role in this pandemic?
This is undoubtedly the biggest news we've ever broken in my 27-year history on air. Now, Tucker Carlson partially scooped us last night, which I am totally happy to do. I was up here at like 6:30. I was exhausted last night, and I told Rob Dew, let's do this in the morning. This story is so important. Let's come in and shoot a special report and then add all the documentation to this because it's so giant. And then I went home, turned on Tucker Carlson and my family, and watched him tell about 80% of the story. Then he pointed to a major report from a former top New York Times writer, Nicholas Wade, that is in thewire.in, because the New York Times obviously would not publish something this huge. And what does he break down from all the admitted evidence that we're about to lay out? The Wuhan lab was a joint operation between the Obama administration and the communist Chinese, with Dr. Fauci running the operation. And that's what all the documents and all the admissions are. And then when it began to come out last year, they had the people that actually ran these projects at the lab write the Lancet study saying that there was no connection to the lab and putting out the fake information about the wet animal market. And so you've got them funding it, you've got them running it, you've got them then trying to cover it up. But here's what's even more insane. Tucker only got to part of the interview with the main corporate manager of six of the gain-of-function weaponization of SARS COVID viruses. In the full interview he did in 2019, he actually admits that they were working on creating a super virus with all five viruses in it and how to infect humans so they can then create a vaccine for the threat. That's how bioweapon development works, is you get around international treaties and national laws by saying, oh, no, we're not creating a bioweapon. We're creating horrible things in a lab that someone else might make so we can counter it. But nature would have never combined five viruses together. And CRISPR gene editing is dead on. The Indians own them. Europe owns them. The U.S., China, Australia. And it was 14, 15 months ago that major Indian Institute, very respected, scanned the virus and said, it's five viruses, it has HIV delivery system, you see the P shuttle gene insertions where they spliced the viruses together. And so it was 100% Frankenstein. The discoverer of HIV, top virologist, he came out and said, I've looked at the scans, it's made in a lab. It's like you look at the space shuttle and you say humans made that, or you look at a skyscraper, that's artificial, compared to a blue whale. You know artificial when you see it. The science is 100%. So you've got Fauci and Bill Gates and Obama. When a lot of scientists in the U.S. complained about this at North Carolina Chapel Hill in 2015, saying that this is really dangerous, this is bioweapon development at these laboratories that don't have very high security, this is illegal.
All right, again.
So they moved.
And then get to the video of Daszak admitting it all. Find the video, share it at InfoWars.com. Smoking gun.
You've got until June 6th to get free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus, that is the highest quality, ultimate product you can get for your telomeres, your cells, the mitochondria, the engines of your cells, PQQ, CoQ10, so much more. It's the flagship product. It is 40% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, allergies. It's a natural system. People love it. Five-star reviews.
back in stock, 40% off, again with free shipping. All these products, worldwide, free shipping, double Patriot points, VasoBeats for your heart, your liver, your cardiovascular. It creates a key compound in your blood that is known as a detoxifying system. It's all there. But again, look into VasoBeats with the nitrous oxide. That's 50% off. Ultra 12 back in stock, 50% off. This is running until Sunday, and the deal's over. InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of incredible news. We've got the phone banks loaded up with amazing callers. But why am I still hammering Wuhan? Why am I hammering the lab? What I believe is a purposeful release. Well, it's because the entire globalist system, the entire house of cards, is built on this fraud. The world ID, China dominating the planet, the UN controlling all the medical systems, Big Pharma being able to lock us down and inject secret compounds into our bodies, the whole depopulation agenda, everything hinges on this attack that the Rockefeller Foundation and others admit they've been preparing for decades as their main takeover plan, using the fear of a virus and using a world rollout of a forced vaccine and world ID to form total world government. And now Klaus Schwab tells national French TV everyone will soon have a chip under your skin to buy and sell in the post-COVID world. And Fauci said 4 years ago, Trump will be challenged by a major pandemic, and he was very cryptic when he said it. They have done it. They're trying to get away with it. Are we going to let them? So I'm only going to play a little bit more of the special report that is close to a month old, but more important now, like a little acorn that's grown. Because you watch this whole 20-minute report. It's got a lot of stuff you already know. We already know. But for new people, this is all breaking right now. And again, it's not broke yet on any national TV that I've seen. That Daszak, in the same video Carlson talked about, says that they combined five viruses to make a vaccine. Exactly what Dr. Boyle and others said 16, 17 months ago. Until actually late January, so how long ago was that? That's, that's 12. That's 17 months ago. 18 months ago. Wow, time's just flying. So there you go. It's not like we just magically guessed this and exactly what we said is what happened. People go, oh, they're spinning it now, you know, because they know there is no virus. I don't agree with that, ladies and gentlemen. They're having to admit this to protect themselves right now. They have all these bioweapons labs because they're producing really deadly pathogens inside these facilities. Things much, much worse than COVID-19. That's why they released one that wasn't very deadly, but where we create enough fear, and so scientists would know it was made in a lab to create a scare in the scientific community. The public would then be lied to, quote, as to not cause a panic, and that would then corrupt the entire media system and get big tech on board to censor and set that precedent like you've now seen. So that's why this is so important. This was all a giant exercise for a future, more deadly bioweapon release. And I said that going back at least 16 months ago, and then about 13 months ago, Bill Gates went on multiple TV shows and said, this is really just a drill. COVID's not that deadly, but terrorists are about to release something far worse. And he and Colbert started laughing about it very maniacally. That was just one of the shows he was on. He also said the same thing on NBC News. He played those clips ad nauseum, so I won't play them again. But that's why this is so important. Now, I'm going to hit some other big news along this line here in a moment, but this is the skeleton, the matrix, on which they build all the rest of the takeover. In their own words, you shoot this down, you have crippled the New World Order. And let me tell you, I didn't think Gates would be going down this fast or Fauci. This is, we are really hurting them. See, they wouldn't be censoring everybody if they were all powerful. They're trying to become all powerful. They're trying to set up a total world government. They're trying to set up a world ID and put a damn chip in all of us. They're trying to inject us with magnetic vaccines that they now confirm. Unbelievable. They're trying to become these imperial high-tech gods. But we're just as smarter, and we're learning, and we're fighting back. It's like John Paul Jones said when his ship was sinking, he was taking on a British ship more than twice his size. They said, would you like to surrender? And he said, surrender? I've only begun to fight. Because he knew that they were also on fire and starting to sink, and that he was going to go take their ship, and he did. So we're all in. We're in a good position. Remember that famous Marine Corps general in Korea? They were surrounded by 3 million Chinese, only had a couple hundred thousand Marines and Army. And remember what he said? They said, sir, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can now attack in all directions, which is actually, if you've got all those planes coming and bombing for you, you've got all the artillery in a circle, and the enemy's doing human wave attacks from every side, you really can't miss. And so we've now lured the enemy out in the open. This is quite a time to be alive. And everybody's now going to be faced with losing your job, being poisoned, being killed slowly. So you're going to wake up. You're going to fight back. I bet on you a long time ago. I bet on myself because I bet on God. God made us. And so it doesn't matter if some of us die in this fight. It doesn't matter if some of us get put in prison. It's our children and their children that matter. And this is the great contest we're in. We should thank God we're alive during this time. Because this is the most important time in human history right now, other than when Jesus Christ walked the earth. So I'm not scared of these people. And that's because I'm macho or got a bunch of bravado. I understand history. And I understand the sacred honor that I've got. The incredible duty. And I don't even feel worthy of this. This is like winning a trillion lotteries. This is the most wonderful thing ever. To be persecuted by Satan. I don't deserve this. You see, God doesn't pick wimps to take on Satan. You look at the Bible. And that's why a lot of you out there are good men and women, but you've done things wrong and you're ashamed and you don't feel like you're worthy to be a leader. That's not what God's looking for. Godsmack are people who've got a heart that wants to stand up to evil and take action. Wants to reprieve itself. That's who God's looking for. Now, let's go ahead and go to more of this very special report that is a key torpedo that if you decide to share it, will sink the New World Order. Here it is.
And Anthony Fauci specifically signs off on it. Tucker Carlson covered that last night. His name is on the documents, on the signatures, to allow the development of weaponized gain-of-function bioweapons. Only way you can do it is if the head of one of the two infectious disease agencies, and Fauci headed up one of them, authorized it. Peter Daszak got $3,700,000+ from the NIH, from Fauci, and from Bill Gates' subdirectorates to then begin to weaponize five different viruses that they harvested out of the wilds of China and other parts of the world to then fuse them into one. And incredibly, in an interview in December of 2019, he admitted it. Here's the video.
Then we started looking, where did they come from? And we went out to southern China and did surveillance of bats across southern China. And we've now found, after 6 or 7 years of doing this, over 100 new SARS-related coronaviruses, very close to SARS. Some of them get into human cells in the lab. Some of them can cause SARS disease in humanized mouse models and are untreatable with therapeutic monoclonals, and you can't vaccinate against them with the vaccine. So these are a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
We've even found people with antibodies in Yunnan to SARS-related coronaviruses, so there's like human exposure.
Right.
We're now doing surveillance. We're just beginning another 5 years of work to look at cohorts in southern China to say, well, how frequent does this spillover happen, and is it associated with disease? Because I expect, just like Nipah in Bangladesh, there are dozens and dozens of small spillovers going on the planet at any one time, which we just never see.
Sure. Yeah, they never amplify. There are a few cases, and they're just absorbed in the illness, the overall illness of the population, right?
Now, you could say, so who cares? You know, and that's one argument. But our strategy is any one of those could become pandemic. There's a lot of stochasticity in what happens then.
Yeah.
So if we look at all of them, understand patterns, try and reduce the number of spillover events we've got,
But if you're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals, what do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. This spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC to do this, insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity. Now, the logical progression for vaccines is if you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, people are going to use pandemic SARS as but let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
And I guess also knowledge of what's there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. 6 p.m. tomorrow, special transmission on the People's 9/11 Commission. We never had that, but we should talk about 9/11. We should look at other big events like Oklahoma City. Well, what about January 6th, the People's January 6th Commission? I want to just have a discussion with some of the folks that were there on January 6th about where this has gone, where it's going. And how we can set up a People's Commission in the near future, because this thing had globalist fingerprints all over it. We'll also cover some other big subjects as well tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central, Infowars.com, and Band Video. I want to go to Jim and James and Marsha and everybody else, Paulina and Devon and so many others, Queen, Chuck, William, John, everybody. We're going to go into your calls here in just a moment. But let me hit some of the other COVID news as the lies come out. Another big study. There's over 100 of these I've seen, including one Fauci wrote in 2008. German study finds lockdown had no effect on stopping spread of coronavirus, and other similar studies. There's another German study as well where they talk about masks having no effect. Another Swedish study just came out last week. So there's so many of these studies. Then I was cutting a little one-minute promo this morning for the radio talking about another German study. Says masks don't help. And then I was actually holding this one in my hand, but a German study finds lockdown had no effect on stopping spread of coronavirus. In fact, studies here in the U.S. show areas that had lockdowns had higher death rates. People were wearing dirty masks, growing bacteria in them, bacterial pneumonia, and not going outdoors. And, of course, suicide and drug use exploded, and alcoholism and family violence. But that's the plan. Make us depressed, make us alone. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about that. There's a London Telegraph reporting on the same thing. But they don't care. They said they're going to expand it. Scientists at center of Wuhan leak controversy put in charge of the Lancet task force to investigate the virus. That's breaking all over the news today. But, of course, here we were last year saying it. And this big report from a month ago in the Smoking Gun Report, that's just one footnote in it. Just pointing out that you either get it all from us up front or then watch it doled out slowly where then everybody's just confused about what went down. Continuing, Twitter suspends organization for announcing they will release more Fauci emails. How dare a public figure who's trying to keep us locked down and inject us with secret injections be subject to FOIA requests, the Freedom of Information Act. And so the group that got the emails and is getting more, ICANN, an organization dedicated to increasing informed consent. Oh, they like the Nuremberg Code. Oh, the Informed Consent Action Network, horrible people, met with doctors and scientists and lawyers, was suspended by Twitter on Thursday after they announced that they would soon be publishing more emails from Dr. Fauci that they got legally. Oh, my gosh, transparency in government, that's not allowed. And Congress sits there and lets Twitter act like this in this, beyond Soviet level. Can you imagine if Putin wasn't letting groups in Russia report on COVID? He doesn't do stuff like that. I'd say remove Putin. They don't. That's happening in America. Look at the power big tech has. By the way, they're now arresting people in Scotland, mothers that say, I don't want men in my girl sports. They're arresting them, saying that opinion is hate. 2 years in jail. Talk about fascists. Well, yeah, war is always about sex and procreation at the end, and these are men posing as women, taking over women's spaces. We used to call them rapists and creepazoids and peeping toms. Now they just come right in your girl's bathroom with their Johnson swinging along, their Louisville slugger, and you don't like it, you're going to prison, lady. So there you go. State Department probe into coronavirus origins suppressed, Pompeo says. Hell, he said that when they removed him out of office by fraud. I think he might know. He's the Secretary of State then. Video. Vindicated Rand Paul decimates Fauci over emails. That's on InfoWars.com. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Alzheimer's way up. Biden says within 10 years, all the hospitals will be filled with people. That's actually already happening. Spike protein administered intravenously are engineered to cross the blood-brain barrier, cause cerebral hemorrhage. A major new scientific study I'll hit after we take calls. Here it is. This is out of the Journal of Nature Neuroscience. Very prestigious. And top scientists say this is insane. That's why you're seeing the heart attacks and the brain bleeds, everything else. Meanwhile, Oracle, APX, Oracle's vice president, we're heartbroken to share that Joel Coleman has passed away from COVID-19. He was in great health, died on May 25th. He was 54. We just now learned Joel's warmth and enthusiasm touched countless across the globe. He will be missed dearly, Oracle says. We invite you to share your memories. Joel R. Coleman, 1966-2021, 50-something years old, and he took the vaccine, and the second round he died of an mRNA, and they said that he died of COVID. His lungs liquefied. Good, you've done as you're told, huh? Guess he didn't get the memo about what was really going on. Sad to hear that happened, but I wonder if the other Oracle executives will now think twice. Big Pharma now taking out Big Tech. Oracle VP dies of COVID after receiving COVID vaccine injection. That's for naturalnews.com, also on InfoWars.com. Breaking, Oracle VP Joel Coleman dies of COVID after receiving the vaccine. Yes. Here he is bragging. I just got my first vaccine today, which is really a gene editing system. I am incredibly proud of Ed Oracle and the team that worked with tirelessly to create the Run V Safe for the USA. Get vaccinated. Get your smartphone. Get started with V-Safe, a pass to show you're a good little slave in the digital gulag. Well, I think he's got a pass now for St. Peter, doesn't he? Here's another big article. Vaccine expert warns we made a big mistake. Another top scientist, Dr. Brittle, associate professor of viral immunology at the University of Guelph, says that it's eating people's brains, passing the blood-brain barrier. Oh, but that's just another scientist. I mean, the UN didn't say so. Dr. Fauci didn't say so, so we're not allowed to say it. Okay. That's just that area. I'm going to go to your phone calls. Hell, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to go to phone calls right now. But I'm just going to say this quickly. It's your fund that keeps us on air. T-shirts, books, films. Got some great new T-shirts in. Save the Frog T-shirts are very popular. Free shipping ends next Monday. Double Patriot Points. Big sale. DNA Force Plus back in stock. 40% off. Get the new double magnesium, ionized magnesium drink. It tastes great. It's great for you. It's essential. Great for all your neurons. Great for your brain. Prostaguard back in stock. Pollen Block back in stock. X2. All of it. 40-50% off. Free shipping, biggest sale of the year, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Jim in Colorado. Jim, thanks for calling. Thanks for being on with us. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for being a man of your word and calling me back this morning. While I was on hold, I had a great idea for a T-shirt, and I want to just tell you before I get to my point. I hear we are the tip of the spear. I would love to see a T-shirt that said, I am the tip of the spear, shoving a spear of truth into the New World Order's heart. So that's
I agree. Hold on, and I'll hold you over. We got to go to break. We can make it look like the Virginia Seal. I was already thinking about this. Exactly what you just said last week. So we're like simpatico. You can have like the goddess, like Virginia, stabbing Fauci the devil. We don't want any violence, but it's symbolic. With the spear of truth, the spear of destiny, and saying, "I am the tip of the spear." Thus to tyrants. What do you think?
How about this, Alex? How about the coronavirus design with the spike proteins coming out and stabbing the spear of truth into it like it's an air balloon and the air is coming out of the story?
Yeah, absolutely. I was already thinking about one like the Virginia Seal or thus to tyrants, and it's the goddess stabbing the tyrant with a spear to death. I mean, that's Americana. I think that's what we need. Stay there. Don't hang up, Jim. Yes, a few callers at Healthcare Stay. I called him back. So he's already been waiting 20-something hours. We're going to wait two more minutes, come back, and we'll go right back for Jim to finish up. Then Marsha and so many others that are patiently holding. Please stay with us. James and others. We'll be right back on the other side.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.